The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today, believe it or not, is the 16th of June, 2016, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. He will be on here tomorrow. I just got an email from him. I got to send something back to him. We'll figure out a good topic, I'm telling you. Also, too, unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. You can contact Steven at primalcreations@aol.com or on Facebook, STEPHEN SANTANGELO75. And we'll bring him in shortly, as I said on the last couple shows that we had him on. And we're going to talk about strengthening the immune system, which will be a very good show. I know that. The top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, that is out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Once again, free ebook. Download it. Commit. Take action. Also on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, strength times power equals success. And the winner's circle. And you know something? Those are two, you know, I'm going to just get into that a little bit because I don't talk a lot about them. And, you know, I'm looking out my office window out into where we do everything. The best way to describe it, and I really got to get some pictures up, it's a one-car garage that's loaded with so much stuff it'd blow your mind. And then I've got a 95-foot driveway, and probably the last third of it is stones, tires, made stones. Obviously, we have river stones. We have stones we've gone on the side of the road and gotten. I'm trying to think what else we've got there. Well, on the other side, obviously, where it's lagged right into my garage wall, we've got 6x6s driven through the frost line. We got dip bars there. We've got all kinds of contraptions I use for the Hoosa steel stone. Also, too, we have this great apparatus that I use to do any type of bench pressing with. Well, it would be with dumbbells because I think I talked about it a few times on the show. Basically, when you go to lift that monster Hoosa steel stone or Hoosa fell stone, let me put it to you this way. Let me say it feels like it's going to dislocate your pecs right from the insertions. It's that dramatic on your body. So I got back and I said, you know something? I'm going to build something to answer that. I guess when we go, we're going to find out for sure. And before I bring Steven in and tell you a little bit about him, I don't know how many of you people like the old World's Strongest Man. I got in after lifting last night. CBS owns all the rights now to it, and it's very hard to find. But I turn it on at 9:45, and it's the whole 3 years in a row of the great Icelander, Magnus for Magnuson. And let me tell you something. We talked about the will today. When he won the third one and he was trailing right to around half point of it, they started panning off on his face and stuff, and you could see the switch go off. Make a long story short, he won three in a row, and it was just awesome to watch. And I got to say one thing. It's nice to have all the cameras and everything around, but there was something about when they didn't have all that stuff. It was just seemed much more personal to me, and I'll leave it at that because we got to get Steven in here. But Steven is a strength athlete, an organic farmer, and a strong man, and he competes in the longstanding tradition of old-time weightlifting. And as I've told everybody, he's been a very good friend to me offline too, and I love talking to this gentleman. And we're going to talk about strengthening the immune system today, which I can't wait to get into this with him. So, Steven, welcome back, sir, to Motivation and Muscle.
Thanks, Eric. It's always fun to be here.
Good to have you here. Anything I missed, put it out there, whatever you want to do. And when you're ready, let's start right in.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to go. Thank you for the introduction. Greatly appreciate it. So,
you deserve it.
The immune system. This is, I consider this to be really controversial. You know, other than, you know, people, doctors, professionals that are really, really into what the immune system is, most people haven't a clue. You know, you'll see it on the internet all the time. Oh, 80% of your immune system is in your lower GI. You know,
yep.
You got to keep it clean. Well, it's like, well, wait a second. What is our immune system? Is it a gland? Is it a body? Is it something somewhere floating around? And your average person really has no idea. And the immune system is extremely detailed, and there are many, many, many facets with it. Now, I'm just going to talk about a few of them that people could grasp and take steps in order to improve it. To give you an idea, though, of the intricacy, and this is really going to be very basic, but just to give you an idea of the intricacy of what the immune system is, there are several aspects to our body. Okay, we have an immune system that is considered to be a layered defense. We have an immune system that's referred to as the innate immune system. This deals with inflammation. It deals with cellular barriers. It deals with natural killer cells. And going from these natural killer cells takes us to another level of the immune system, which is called the adaptive immune system. And this is where we're dealing with all the lymphocytes. And this is where you have killer cells, you have helper T cells, you have gamma delta T cells, lymphocytes, antibodies, alternative adaptive immune systems. The list goes on. And you also have the part of the immune system that deals with disorders of the human immunity. And this is dealing with immune deficiencies such as you're catching a cold, you're getting a sore throat, earaches, a lot of the common ailments. But then you have your autoimmunity and your hypersensitivity, which deals with a lot of the allergies. Mm-hmm. Now, this encompasses not even 10% of what our immune system is. But I'm going to take some of these aspects of it, which I think are important, easy enough for people to understand. So let's start with the what's generally considered as the layered defense immune system.
Okay.
Okay. And as the name indicates, there are many layers. It's a multi-tier operation of our body. And this is what protects the organisms, all of our organs, our cells, every aspect of our body against infections. And it actually builds a physical barrier which prevents pathogens, and it could be bacteria or virus, doesn't make any difference, but it prevents pathogens from getting into our system at the point where it could weaken it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best way to approach this is to understand it is what we eat, how we eat, based on the quality, the nutritional value of foods. There are all sorts of environmental aspects that we cannot control, such as the air we breathe. We're driving down the interstate. We're in the city. We really cannot control the air we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take in toxins. And that's why eating is so important and exercise is so important, because this is what strengthens one of these layers, one of these defense layers, in order to combat anything that's considered to be foreign that will weaken our body. And here we have a lot of controversy, because the vegan community is going to claim this is the way you build an immune system. You have your paleo people. They're going to say this is the way we build it. You're going to have your testosterone community that says, yeah, you've got to pump in, you know, the saturated fats. This is the way you build your layered immunity. So what it comes down to, and as you know, I don't promote any particular diet whatsoever. What I do promote is making healthy choices and smart choices, and what works best for you that fits into your lifestyle, and what works best for you that's going to build your immunity. Now, to know it, people could always say, yeah, well, you know, I haven't been sick for a couple of years, so, hey, man, I must be doing the right thing. And we discussed this off the air that I haven't been sick, you know, not even a head cold, not a sore throat, not a runny nose, nothing since October of 1992.
That's amazing, though. And, damn.
Thank you. And this isn't something that happened overnight by any means. This is something that I have worked on year after year and even decades. And what has worked for me is based upon my lifestyle and my body chemistry. So for some people, a vegan diet's going to be great. For others, it's not going to be so great. And the best way to initiate what is working is to have blood tests, hormone level tests, and other tests that are quite numerous that will determine how your body is functioning inside. You know, now what's real popular and it has advanced a lot over the last 20 years are live blood cell tests. But it's going to tell you a lot of what's going on. Now, I know some people, their insurance isn't going to cover it and it's going to be expensive. But you have to figure out what's the trade-off here. Do you want to spend a lot of money for the rest of your life paying doctors, paying for prescriptions, blah, blah, blah? Or do you want to put the money into something that you're going to get feedback on and know what you have to do to change your life?
Yep.
And a lot of people don't want to change. And, you know, we've spoken about this quite a bit off the air. There are those that are willing to change. There are those that are willing to put the time in. And that is where it's going to pay dividends further down the line. Because a lot of guys, I mean, you've heard this before, and you see it all over the net. Guys in their mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s that are talking about how to raise their testosterone, and they're eating all this crazy food. Well, it's like, dude, you could eat at McDonald's, and you could still elevate your testosterone because you are at the peak of your hormone life.
Yep.
Okay, you still have marauding hormones that are going crazy. But come back in 30 years when you're 64 as I am, and tell me if your diet is elevating your hormones. Tell me if your immune system is as strong as it is now that you're in your 60s as it was when you're a teenager.
Yep.
So, you know, people have to really be honest with themselves. They really have to step back and ask themselves questions. How do I build a strong immune system? And it starts with diet and exercise. Now, I have posted often on my page, the Decathlon of Health.
Yep.
And this deals with enzymes, minerals, antioxidants, hormone support, pH balancing, alkalizing foods, anti-inflammatory foods, and two very important aspects, the blood-brain barrier and intracellular function, along with exercise. And then people will ask me, well, wait a second, you didn't say anything about protein or carbs, fats. Well, those three macronutrients mean absolutely nothing and will not be beneficial to building a strong inner body if you do not have this decathlon in health of health in place, because this is where the organs get their strength. This is where the blood builds its strength, and this is going to supply the necessary energy. And when I say energy, I'm not talking about caloric energy. I am talking about electrical energy, the neutrons, the protons, what the structure of the atoms that gives the body its energy. Much how we have talked about, and I posted this, the importance of my miracle minerals, how these true raw minerals will work at the intracellular level, and they will pass through the blood-brain barrier. And this is what conducts electricity throughout the body. The more you have electrical impulses balanced, the stronger the overall system will be. So the immune system, I just like to call it your overall system, your entire body, because it's not one particular aspect. So taking each one of these elements and understanding and focusing on what provides these ingredients to the body is absolutely essential. Just because you have 20-inch arms or a 29-inch waist doesn't mean the exercise that you're doing is going to build a strong immune system. It looks good on the outside, but what's going on in the inside? Because eventually it will catch up to you. So exercise is also very important. And everyone finds their niche of what works for them, whether it's aesthetically or internally, or specific goals like what you have, what I have had over the decades. We Yep. find what works for us. And as long as people stay persistent, they will be able to find and listen to good people that will provide a good, honest direction.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this, yes. because obviously that was pretty cool the other day when you're doing the farmer's walk with the hay bales.
Yeah.
Forget about 64 years old. 24, they'd be lucky if they're going to move them. All right? yeah. That's a unique individual there. Same thing with here. I haven't talked to you about a lot of stuff, but I'm doing more and more obscure lifting, you know, whether it's barrels and deadlifts and hand thigh and benching them where they're moving back and forth and they're trying to break your wrists right off you, yep. Et cetera, doing the sprints like you have me doing with the Hoosa Steel Stone. But the question I really have, and I just wanted to give an example, put it out there, some of the stuff we're doing. I mean, you're up in the mountains, I mean, and basically places no one, you know, most people aren't going to go near. I mean, pushing your body to places where most people would frown on or say you won't live through it, and we both have. But let's just say we have a good diet. I'll just use me mainly. I'm a meat eater. I love red meat. I try to keep my carbs not totally gone. Raw milk, I like raw butter, et cetera, et cetera. Is that the perfect thing? Probably not, but it suits me, and if I find something that works better, great. At that point, if we've got the nutrition somewhat covered, and we know, I was telling Steve and his Miracle Minerals, and this isn't an ad for anything. I'm telling you because any of the people on this show, I will give you kudos when I use your stuff and it works the way I've been told. I've always had good luck with the garden. Decided to do something a little bit different this year, and Steven and I were talking about it, and he's like, you got to try the Miracle Minerals in your garden. I didn't hesitate for a second because I knew the short time I've been on them, I've seen changes in me. Like he said the other day, you're going to be clipping your toenails more, your fingernails, obviously your hair, all those things are happening. And on, I don't believe it was we did a gardening show, the last one. It might have been on the one prior to that. Go out and research telomeres, and when he told me that about the Miracle Minerals, he had me sold right there. That was the end of story. Well, to make a long story short, the garden will be in approximately 3 weeks come Sunday. It's the biggest garden I've ever had as far as strength of plants, height of plants, look of plants. Of course, I did things a little different this year. I went out and went with non-GMO seeds. And I bought all of the plants that I did that were already started at a local co-op here, which it's a company just down towards New York City that does everything. And I knew what I was getting totally. I water them, if not every day, every other day with the Miracle Minerals. It is absolutely amazing what's happening to my stuff. I've never had wax beans come out 6 days into the ground. Excuse me. I've never had the tops of the carrots, just light, the light little things you'll see when they're starting to break through the ground. They're all up. My tomato plants have doubled in less than 3 weeks. Same with the eggplant. I've grown spinach for the first time by seed. It's 3 inches tall already. All I'm saying is, let me put this into context, Stephen. Obviously, you've got some dynamite products. If I call you up or send you a note, and obviously I know you're going to ask me some questions about myself, what I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera, and let's just go with me What do you feel is a good starter? I mean, is it the greens and the minerals, start out with the minerals, or do we just kind of go one for one and see what's going to work the best here?
Well, we started out, I believe we start out with just the greens with you.
We did. When we started, that's what we did.
Right. And what I like to do with people is always start with one product at a time. Because the most common question I have is, well, what other products do you have? Because I'd like to buy a bunch of them. And I always tell people, I said, yeah, I could sell you all of our products and make money, but that's not my drive. That's not where my passion is. My passion is to help you, meaning everyone, to better themselves. And the best way I know is to start with one product at a time based upon the feedback that I get from people. So now I'm going to know, how well is this one product going to work? Is it working really good? Do we have to tweak it from the basic dosage? And that's what we did with you. That's what I do with a lot of people.
Yep.
And then we added, once we got that on track, then we added the Miracle Minerals. We played around with it a lot. There are a lot of things going on. You know, you had mentioned, as a lot of people have mentioned, that once you started drinking it, you couldn't stop. Well, that is your body and that is your immune system telling you, wow, I am deficient. I've got to keep pumping it in. And then eventually it tapers off. Some people it'll taper off within about 2 weeks. Other people it takes longer. And it, and also it depends upon your level of activity and everything else that's going on in your lifetime. You know, the level of stress, physical stress, emotional stress, psychological stress, all these have factors. But the key component here is that the greens and the Miracle Minerals, they pass through the blood-brain barrier. They work at the intracellular level, and that is where your immune system is built. And then,
and you know the nice thing about it too. At that point, I mean, you know, not to belabor the point, but you know, I've talked with Steven offline about some of the things with the business and the pressure all the time. And I felt with the amount of training I'm doing, I was starting to break down a little bit. And, you know, I didn't want to get sick because, as everybody knows, if I get sick, I lose my voice. I have no show. So it was imperative to impart that on him and let him know. And that's why when he went and we've done a number of different things together, we always try to lead into the next or whatever he feels is going to be something that's going to definitely help me out, because I'm pretty damn healthy right now. I still got a little residual of the shoulder. I know eventually it'll be gone totally, but I've been going. I trained last night. I went screaming hard, and I did a thing that I've added now. I'm going to add it 3 times a week, and it might not sound like much, but you're not going to get any more than one out of you. I take an empty bar, and I'm pressing from just around chin height to 4 inches up and doing isometric holds. And that's not putting any weight on it. This is for a whole different reason. Hold it to 12, put it down, then I go and do the tri-quad dead stop squat like that. And I've been doing this thing now, Steve, and you dig it, man. I came up with this idea, and I guess we're going to see as time goes on with the stone lifting. You know, I'll slip, whether it could be a standard York bar, or, you know, as far as an Olympic bar. It could be a 2-inch Apollon. It could be a 3-inch I've got here. And what I do is I stick it through those barrels, lock it down on each side. I can put weight in it, whatever I want to do. And now I'm walking those, so to speak, out in front of me, even though they're to the side. I got thinking about doing this because I was like, what can even make my stone lifting better? And I'm figuring like this with everything with that stuff. If I can take two objects that are unwielding like that and keep them in front of me and walk as far as I can and come back with them, and if that even means lightening the load to come back, I feel the prospect of a better stone lifter, a faster stone lifter. And the big thing I like about this is this. I am messing around with implements that are not stable, meaning there's no weight trees, plate trees in the middle of those barrels. Whatever's moving, it's shifting, man. So if you go off a little bit to the right with your foot, everything's shifting to the right. You straighten back out, you could be hitting the middle, the front, the side, who knows what. So when I talk about what Stevens sent me, what I'm taking, I feel at this point I definitely got to have it, because now that I'm feeling much, much better, I'm putting heavier demands on myself now, physically more than ever. And when you're taking and after you've done a big workout and you're doing isometric holds and you know, they'll be like, whoa, just a bar? Okay, take a 44-pound Olympic bar and pin it and hold it for 12 seconds. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're doing it correctly, I'm telling you right now, take a look at your body after you're done with doing three movements like that. Then come tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm telling you right now, the only way I'm going to be able to progress with anything like that and anything I do, I've got to have the component not only for the immune system, but I got to have the component where when I put this load on me, I'm going to have not only the foods I eat, but the nutrients that are coming from those greens or those minerals that are going to say, okay, Eric, you don't have enough these next 2 days. We know what you need. If that means I drink four, what I do with the minerals is, you know, I heat up tea kettle water, put a tablespoon of them in there, which probably might be more, but I love them like that. Pour the water in there, let it cool down. Might go in, I might chug the whole thing down, I might drink a quarter of it, I don't know. But I know during the parts of the days when I need it, especially with all this training and talking all the time, that's one thing Steven told me to do. I had a sore throat a few times, gargle with it. It gets rid of it. Obviously, I swish it around at night after I brush my teeth, and you'd be surprised the stuff that comes out of my mouth even. You know, so I believe that those two components alone have not only brought me much more recovery, but obviously they're keeping me very healthy. And if I can't be healthy, I can't do the show, I can't keep the businesses running, and I surely cannot go out in that yard and put the type of load I'm putting on myself every day to every 2 days, because the next workout is Sunday morning, and that's going to be pulling the stone from just below mid-shin. And we're going to do our sprints with the other stone. So you can imagine the load. And I'm going to do this too. I, you know, everybody's like, we did this a few weeks ago. You can't do three pulls in a row. I said, well, who the hell ordained you and told you you can't? right? There's a good chance, yeah, I'm going to be mixing the heavy barrels in that day too. So, you know, I like the idea, Stephen, of this. And, you know, and immune, obviously, you know, exercise can either break the immune system or definitely forge it to be better. And that's what I try to do. I've slipped up many times, but I'm getting a little bit wiser with things. I love going heavy, medium with the run, and then go heavy again. Set yourself right up and go. Now, do you have to do any more in three rounds? Not with the weight I'm moving. I mean, I'll walk right in, 250 will come right out of the rack for the stone. You know, we'll grab about a 130 to 150, do our 10 steps, come back fast as blazing. Hopefully you got the breath still in me. The barrels will be loaded and away we pull. So I'll go anywhere from 240 to 350, obviously probably to 350 at least, like last Sunday. I'll stay around 150 for the Husa steel, the other stone, do my sprints with it, and we could go anywhere from, I don't know, 330 to 650 for the day with the barrels. And if anybody thinks those things are easy to lift, they don't know what they're talking about. I went back, and we had a great show with Clint Darden on last week, Stephen, and he said, send me the stuff. I want to see the picture of what you're doing. He sent me a thing that, you know, the old World's Strongest Man, when they used to lift, they looked like, they almost looked like steel milk crates, but, you know, five times the size of them, and they were all metal. And I know some shows, they used to put coins in them even and lift them. And he goes, that's kind of like what you're doing. And he said, that is one hell of a hard lift to do. I said, yeah, I'll tell you it is, but I'll tell you this. It's like there's some lifts, as you well know, that just make you feel mighty. I mean mighty. And that's when you got to be careful, because they're very concentrated lifts and they can blow you up pretty easy if you don't look out. So I know I went on a while, but you know, I want to tell everybody that I have used this stuff and I am still using it, and I feel the results are phenomenal with me, because for a while there, my system just felt crushed. And I mean crushed to the point where I just wasn't feeling it, man. I was running out of gas, it felt like. And I got on this. I've built it up over time. And obviously, I told you, the minerals not only work in me. If you got a garden and you want to bring it back to life, get a hold of Steven. So take it away, sir.
Yes, thanks. But everything you said relates to the immune system.
Yep.
You know, you work hard, like you said. You work hard. You train hard. The immune system will break down if it's not properly taken care of. And as you said, with the grains, which is my LifeFlow product and the Miracle Minerals,
yep.
When it works at the level that it is designed to work, you could go on forever. And, you know, you ran into a little snag there when your health was compromised and you just weren't feeling good. You know, we talked through it. And yep. I mentioned to you, yeah, you've got a little cortisol issue going.
Yep.
Your adrenals are being overworked. They're not recovering. And the timing was great, because it turned out that that was when I was experimenting with the adrenal tabs in combination with the LifeFlow products. And, you know, I know you're really anxious to get it, but I said, Eric, I'm not going to release anything until I am comfortable with the test. And, yep. And the test even surprised me. I was totally blown away, but the results were excellent. You started on them. We had to tweak. You started feeling better.
Yep.
You know, I mentioned to you, it's like, wow, you know, I take two of these tabs with my greens before workout. I take two after, and it's like, I didn't even work out. You know, I'm
right.
Still bouncing off the wall. Well, again, you know, your adrenals are part of your immune system, or not your immune system, but part of your immunity. Your cortisol, your entire hormonal time clock is part of your immunity. And I've also mentioned to you and mentioned to others, as well as on my Facebook page, I am constantly working with my products to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say within about the last 5-6 years, I have made modifications in my LifeFlow Green blend 4 different times now.
Mm.
And each time it has significantly improved. And of course, with this last combination, the symbiotic relationship that it has with the adrenal tabs, it just took it totally off the chart. And that that was like really exciting. And, you know, we discussed numbers and what those numbers meant.
Yep.
And with my personality, right now, okay, I've said it's cool, it's working, I love what it's doing, and man, it's helping so many people. But, you know, I'm going to do something later on down the line. I shouldn't even say later, I should say pretty soon down the line, because I get too excited about it, and I say, man, I can't wait, I got to take to the next level. And and I will do that. And, of course, you know, you and everyone else that have been taking my products will certainly get the notice on that. But getting back more to building our immunity, the infrastructure of our body is so very important. And, you know, in the last few decades, so many people have gotten attracted to the exterior of the body.
Yep.
They've gotten too wrapped up in the aesthetics. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, not by any means, but as I mentioned before, just because you have 20-inch biceps and a 29.5-inch waist and you're 6'1" and weigh 210, that doesn't mean that you have a healthy inner body. And maybe when you're in your 20s and 30s, yeah, I mean, you could kick ass all the time because, you know, your body is at that point. But we have to build the pathway for what's going to happen when we are in our 40s, when we are in our 50s, when we are in our 60s, and so on. And that is where the focus really needs to be with what you are putting into your system. Now, you mentioned, you know, you are primarily a meat eater. And I don't tell people, hey, all right, hey, cut it out. I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I do is work with each individual. What is that individual wanting from their diet? What are their goals? And how could we modify what they are comfortable with? And, you know, we've done a little of that. We've talked about it and you know, my preferences, and you've made some of those changes. Because I don't go in and just try to blow people away and upset their whole life, you know, turn someone's life over, because you're just setting them up for failure as well as setting me up for failure as a business person. So it's all about what that individual needs. Now, of course, if someone is putting down a charred broiled steak at their local beer joint, you know, I'm going to tell them, okay, cut the beer out, cut the junky meat out, and guide them into better choices of meat. Now, I haven't had a steak since 1981.
Really?
I don't miss it. My wife, it was 1979. You know, we don't miss it. That's our choice. Those are my personal choices. Those are my convictions. Does it make it right for everyone? No. My guidance is to educate people to make better choices. Are they always going to be the best choice? Heck no. At 64 years of age right now, have I always made the best choices? Uh-uh. But I learned from what choices I have made. Mm-hmm. And in the early years, I was completely fanatical about blood tests. You know, I mean, now this is going back to the 70s when blood tests were still not all that terrific. I mean, I was crazy over it. I was addicted to blood tests. Every 3 to 4 months, man, I was down there getting blood tests. Now, back then, they were dirt cheap, okay?
Yeah.
Even though I was not financially as established, well, established as I am now, it was still really cheap. So, yeah, every 3 to 4 months, I was down there, and I was looking at my numbers, and I was tweaking this, tweaking that. And then I finally realized, okay, I got to chill a little bit here. So I cut it back to twice a year, and I did that for a long time, but I was always monitoring. Then I finally got to the point about 20 years later where I said, okay, maybe a blood test every few years, because I make these changes. I have learned a lot more over the years. I am making better choices. I'm making improvements and always focusing on what is working for me.
Yep.
Now, something that took me a while to learn, and this really didn't happen until about the last 15 plus years, is that because it worked great for me, it necessarily wasn't going to work great for someone else. So that's a learning curve that I've had to adjust to, because all too often, and we see this all over Facebook, we see it in ads in the fitness magazines, some guru comes out and says, man, I changed my diet. I took this supplement. This is what's happening to me. And I am going to sell you this product. I am going to sell you this dietary program. And yeah, they're going to get a lot of people that get suckered into it, unfortunately. But I like to take everyone as an individual and work with them. And the biggest thing about it is having to step back was putting my ego in check.
Yep.
And you know, in this business, there's a lot of egos. Now, in most respects, it works in a negative way. However, on the other hand, if you are not ego-driven, if elite athletes are not ego-driven, you guys aren't going to go out and do what you do every day.
Exactly.
I mean, even at my age, I still have to have that aspect of my ego in control, but that's what puts me out to do my training. And I'm still very competitive, as you know.
Sure.
I've got to do that. Because if you don't have that inner drive, you're not going to go out and do. You're not even given any thought of doing what we do. And a lot of that inner drive, a lot of that emotion, a lot of that psychology of it comes from building the physical inner self. Because the immune system, it works like our muscle memory. It works like our brain, because our immunity is all part of that. And that's why we have these different layers of immunity. So if something gets past one layer, such as if a pathogen gets past the innate immune system, now it has to get past the adaptive immune system. But the adaptive immune system is going to look at this pathogen and say, no way. Look, dude, I don't know you. I don't like you. You're out of here. And it's like firewalls. Okay, today we could say firewalls. You know, you have all different firewalls with the age of computers. Our immunity works the same way. It's multi-layered. You know, I went through about a dozen or so in opening our podcast, but it goes so far beyond that. And all these immunities, all these layers have to be built with my decathlon of health.
Yeah.
That's why I always emphasize these in my posts and when I post different type of my morning start me up drinks and a post workout drink and how I relate it to these different elements. Because we live in a society of protein holics. We are pumped by the nutritional companies that we have to take tons of powdered protein. And there is so much negligence in finding the quality protein. You know, and I talk about raw milk. I'm a proponent of raw milk. I don't tell people that they should drink raw milk. I don't tell people they have to drink raw milk. I educate people on should you decide to drink milk, choose raw milk from a trusted source, as you do. You enjoy eating your red meat. You are already on track. You don't go down to your local sleazy bar and get some charbroiled steak that might not even be a true
steak.
You know, they could call it anything they want. But you make choices of a better quality of food. And that's something that everyone could do.
Yeah, I I'll tell you what, as things change, you know, and have stuff in the freezer or be readily available close where I can just go down, buy it. I mean, that's the way to really eat. You know, there's a couple big restaurants around here that don't even own a freezer. It's like that's what they get today. That's what they make.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically take it or leave it. But that's really the best way to do it. And, you know, I'll tell you this, you know, when you're talking about immunity and strength and vitality, I mean, nothing's got more than when you walk out into that garden. Like, I can't wait to be able to walk out there and pick fresh lettuce and wash it off, and it'll be in my bowl with a little onion and some type of most likely olive oil and vinegar, and away we go. Nothing is that – because think about the nutrients you're getting. You know, that stuff's sitting in the sun all day. You got bugs all over it. You got this. You got that. You know, just think of how healthy – children would be right now if we went back more to an agricultural society. And, you know, I'd love to hear people say, never happened. I said, it might have to happen. It might have to happen to keep people off the diabetic track, to keep people where, you know, when they're 30 years old, they can't even walk up a flight of stairs. Or how about that 10-year-old that can't even get his fat ass off the couch and is always sick? You know, you go places, kids obviously spread stuff around all over with school and all that, and we have all these enclosed buildings now where you can't get fresh air in. It's the same way. I don't know about you. I go on a damn plane. I swear to God, I got a cold when I get off it. It's awful. I mean, that air, it's lousy.
Yeah.
And the way I look at it is the stronger I can create my immunity and with the different layers of your system, that's the best thing. I mean, because you know something? I would really, really, my goal is to live to 100. If I can go to 108 like my grandmother or older, I'd love that, still be able to function, still be able to be mentally sound and strong. Well, what you're laying down right now, the groundwork, the fabric of your life, is going to either take you into a long, long life or, you know, your life could be cut very short. And I know people that say, well, they don't care. But I also have met people that were of that attitude. And when something bad happened and they didn't give them a lot of life left, it's unfortunate. But, you know, something, regret is a terrible thing to die from.
Absolutely.
And I have always been a big proponent of if you're going to put money into something, other than obviously wherever you live, your car, whatever you got to do, you put your money into yourself. You know, I like saying to people, everybody likes to go to Vegas to roll the dice, right? Why don't you go to Vegas and roll the dice on yourself for a change?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, what can be – and you know something? The funny thing is people don't even think about that. They don't care about – you know, I love to hear – I have people say to me, well, just because you eat good doesn't mean you're going to live longer than me. Well, maybe I don't. But maybe I do. But I will tell you one thing. I'm not going to be hobbled up or on a walker or on a cane. I guarantee you that. So all these things that we're hitting upon today, you know, you can't live without an immune system. You can't live without a brain in your head dictating where you need to go and how to think. And thirdly is you need exercise, and you need good exercise. And I'm not, you know, if you want to walk, be my guest, but I've always been a person that you need something to push against you, to make you rise to the occasion, to make you think. And I think when you start adopting these types of principles, it all falls in, you know, like all of us. I mean, Stephen didn't know everything he knows right now. I don't even profess to know what he knows. But I've always known enough or went out and found out to get ahead of the curve a little bit. But I'll tell you this, as you grow into whether it's a sport or whatever you want to do, one thing leads to another, because you're going to have this type of mind that's going to be wandering, that wants to, you know, get into this and, you know, the whole deal like that. All I can tell you is this. Follow suit. Jump into something. Learn how to eat. Learn what to take. Obviously, Stephen, you can get him through Facebook. We know that. He's an easy guy to access like that, and he can come through for you, because he's come through for me, and I've sent other friends of mine to him. The guy's right back to you. He knows what he's talking about. And as I said, one thing's going to start connecting to the other. You befriend him. He's going to teach you some stuff. That might spur you on to do something else. Obviously, hopefully, you know, you're going to know enough where you can go out and get a product, and et cetera, et cetera. Then you start the course of action, and that's what we're all about, action. So go ahead, Stephen. I know I went off a little bit, but I think that everything we're doing here plugs one into the other. But it takes, like anything, it takes time to learn. It takes time to, you know, make your mistakes and grow. But when you got people like you that are so into this and have grown things for so many years and then come out with your own products that are tested. You know, the one thing we've got above anybody else here with Stephen, if you get something from him, you're getting the real McCoy. You go to a health food store, I don't care, and I won't eat anything with wheat that I knowingly know in it. You know, wheatgrass, chlorella, all this stuff. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. My feeling is that you're probably lucky if you get a half a percentage in whatever you're buying. The stuff is extremely expensive. You don't know if it's dangerous, but you're getting something with this gentleman where it's time-tested, proven, and you get a wealth of knowledge. So go ahead, take it.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. But everything you said, it does. It all ties into our immunity. A classic example, my grandfather on my father's side, he passed away at age 93 back in the 60s. Until the day he died, and he didn't die in a hospital. He passed away at home, and that's, you know, that's what he wanted. But until the day he died, he smoked a pipe and chewed tobacco. And the reason I'm bringing this up is his lifestyle. He worked as a longshoreman his entire life.
Yep.
And that's physical labor. You know, that's no easy job. And he did that day in and day out. He also ate fresh food. If it wasn't pulled out of the ground, if it wasn't fresh, he wouldn't eat it. And he was a real stickler for that. The only thing that he ever ate out of a can was olive oil. You know?
That, hey, he's got my vote.
Yeah. You know, other than that, he always ate fresh. And you know, of course, I was still very young back then, but I have a clear memory of how he was so insistent upon always eating fresh. And then my grandfather on my mother's side, he was a gardener, you know, his whole life. And he was the same way. Now, you didn't see a can of beans sitting in the cabinet, you know, or canned food. It was everything had to be freshly picked. And, you know, of course, then on my father's side, You know, they were raised down on Mott Street in what used to be Little Italy over in New York there, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, he would run down and, you know, or he'd have actually my dad run down. They'd grab the fresh chicken that was freshly slaughtered, hanging, run up, clean it up, and eat it. Now, you know, it doesn't sound real appetizing, but the point is it's fresh, it's clean. And, of course, that's, you know, decades before GMOs and so many other toxins had invaded us. And being a longshoreman, he used to get tons of seafood. Now, now seafood, of course, prior to, you know, the 70s, you know, it was still pretty clean. You know, nowadays it's unfortunately very toxic. But everything was fresh. And, you know, and like you were saying that people don't eat fresh anymore. It's in a can. It's in a package. Well, all these factors compromise our immunity. And, you know, as I in the introduction, I mentioned briefly about the adaptive immune system. Well, this includes, you know, all the lymphocytes, you know, the killer T cells, helper T cells, gamma delta T cells, lymphocytes, antibodies. And again, the list goes on. But those are the key factors. Well, without proper diet, without real foods, because some people consider taking supplements all day long, proper diet. Well, you know, people, you're just killing yourselves. And, you know, you're not very outspoken about that. But eating real food, wholesome foods, and I don't care whether you're a vegan or you're a carnivore, let's just start with wholesome foods. By eating fresh food, nutritious food, it increases the number of these important cells. It also maintains the cell integrity, and it builds a strong wall. So it prevents pathogens from invading. When people are living off of supplements, when people are eating junk, these cells actually become deformed and distorted, and they become cloudy looking. In a live blood cell test or a live blood test, you could actually see the cells, healthy cells, will all be independent. They have a nice solid wall, and they're transparent. But in unhealthy people, it'll be cloudy, it'll be distorted, it'll be more like a kidney shape or the shape of a peanut instead of nice and circular. The wall membrane will be very thin, and even in severe cases, it'll be broken, it's mutilated, and it gets mutilated because all these pathogens are attacking the cells, and the white blood cells are going crazy trying to attack these pathogens. And if the white blood cells are weak, they cannot devour. It's like a bunch of little Pac-Man. They go in and eat it up. Well, without that strong immunity, it's not going to happen. And, of course, eventually the body breaks down. That's when chronic disease occurs and, unfortunately, early death. And, you know, you had mentioned that, you want to live to 100. And, you know, I want to live. I just want to live. I don't want to survive. I want to live. I want to enjoy life. And that's what I want people to feel, the emotion of being healthy and happy and not getting up in the morning and say, oh, man, I just don't feel like doing this. You know, I'm just not up there. You know, oh, my back is hurting. Oh, my knee hurts. Yeah. Hey, you and I have had sore backs, sore shoulders and sore knees. But, you know, we got it for a good reason because of what we were doing. We didn't get it because we jumped up off the couch to get the remote, you know, to change something. You know, go, oh, my gosh, oh, man, oh, I just pulled my back. You know, no, you didn't pull your back.
Well, you know what, you hit upon two really important things. Number one was your family, your grandfather. There's something about that era, too, you know. There was stuff, toxins, we know that back then, not like there is now. Food was fresher, obviously. No. He was eating out of the sea that wasn't, you know, contaminated to the way it is now. But you know what I think, too, Stephen, is this. I think that hard work, man, that laborious work had something to do. Well, it could either kill you early or you could live a long time. But if you look at men and women of those generations, whether it's World War II or even prior to that, different look. They lived through a lot of things. I also don't think they lived the worried life like most people do now, because when you're worried all the time and you're stressing your immune system, your cortisol's through the roof, you can't sleep at night. The only way you can get going is stimulants, okay? We got a big problem there. And I think, you know, in the case with your grandfather and all that, it's this. Man went to work, worked his ass off, and got the food he needed, which was basically as fresh as he could get, and ate it. And I you know, granted, we know more now than we did then, but I still think that's the recipe for, and obviously your thoughts. You know, your thoughts are going, you know, we really haven't even got into a lot of that. Thoughts influence everything. If you think you're sick, you're going to get sick. If you think you're going to live like a wild man, you're going to live like a wild man. Do we all have days where we feel a little bit down on it? Yeah, we do. If you don't, you're not human, and anybody tells me that is not telling me the truth. And then the second thing is this. I think besides the thought process and the eating of fresh food, I think that you and I both know we want to live healthy. I mean, yeah, it's one thing to live to 100, but if you got a drip pan under you, I don't want it, all right? That's just the way it is. The point of the matter is you've been doing it for much longer than I have, and, you know, I feel like I've made some good moves with food, and, you know, hey, I'm still lifting damn heavy now and everything. And the thing that I relish more than anything is the ability to take on what I got to take on, take the nourishment I need, try to keep myself on the straight and narrow as much, not get into things that I don't need to be getting into. Really, the disciplined life, I feel, has a lot to do with your success, for your longevity, for your career, for your family, for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your children, whatever you want to label it with. That's what I was saying before you came on just a few minutes after me, was I think it's more like a connect the dots deal with everything. I think once you decide, okay, I want to start training, then it's not training anymore, it's a lifestyle. Then you start investigating food, because we know food is going to be the basis of everything you're going to do besides your sleep, which is another thing. We're going to have to do something on sleep, because that's a forgotten thing too. I've gotten into that. We'll talk about that another time. And obviously, too, your thoughts, and basically, how, you know, what do I need supplement wise? I say yours is whole foods. That's what it is. What do I need whole food wise to just maybe put the glue in between the little hole that's going to connect everything, or that circuitry that's going to connect everything? Once you find that, man, I mean, any of us could happen to us any day, but the chances of a long life, a happy life, are all there. There's no doubt about it. And most of the people, I know you meet them, they're miserable. Well, look at their diet. You know, they're all blowing their nose all the time. They're all sneezing. They're sniffling. I can't tell you how many people I meet up with, always coughing.
Yep.
Cough, 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 cough. I'm like, are you sick? No. It's just I cough. I'm like, you shouldn't be coughing like that all the time. You know, or then they'll blame allergies, or it'll be, but there'll always be an excuse to go along with everything. And my feeling is, once you start breaking your immune system down, it's just going to keep going the other way, and not the good way, unless you can make a real big change right away in your life. So take it away, sir.
Yeah. I mean, points all well made, Eric.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Certainly. Yeah. People don't know what it's like to feel good.
That's it. You're right.
Don't know. And like you're saying, they're always sniffling. They're always blowing their nose. They're always coughing. They think that's the way it's supposed to be, because it's common. You know, they think it's normal, but it's not normal. It's common. And common is very different than normal.
Yep.
Yeah, we should not be sniffling. We should not be coughing up phlegm every morning.
I know.
Don't quite understand that, because it has become so common that they think they're healthy.
Yeah,
And,
you know, and if I don't feel a little good, you know what, I'll go to a doctor who'll give me some amoxicillin, and away we go.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
You know, I was raised in the age of penicillin. Okay, back in the 50s, penicillin became the rage. It was the miracle drug. Granted, it was a very good drug. Unfortunately, what has happened is every time a kid had a sniffle, a sore throat, they gave us a penicillin shot. Now, of course, our parents didn't know any better. You know, they're coming out of that age of, you know, pre-World War II, you know, that whole depression mentality, that mentality of respecting the doctor, because back then doctors were very different. I mean, I remember doctors coming to our house, and they were still making house calls. You know, my gosh, that sure as heck isn't going to happen anymore. I don't care if you're out in the country or in the big city.
That ain't it, definitely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's unfortunately a thing of the past. But what happened is that whole penicillin thing got so overpumped into children back then, and I was one of them, and my immunity was shot. If I got a simple cold, I was literally flat on my back for 3 days, and it would take 7 to 10 days before I could shake it.
Absolutely.
It literally destroyed me. And throughout childhood and even into my early 20s, I suffered greatly. I mean, I was constantly getting a cold, constant sore throats, constant earaches. And, you know, I finally had to really start making changes in my life. And that's where, you know, I started becoming a fanatic about blood tests back in the 70s. And, you know, now I haven't had a blood test for quite some time, and I don't even care one way or the other, because I have been on this course for, you know, the last 20, 25 years, and significant improvements in everything, that I just don't worry about it.
Yep.
I just don't worry about it. And, you know, you're making a good point that today's people worry too much about too many things. The materialistic things.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, with our parents, they really didn't worry. They didn't look at it as, I have to worry about my job or what my kid's going to eat. No, they looked at it as, this is our responsibility. And, you know, our responsibility is to take care of our family. It's to take care of our kids, to be sure that they have a better life, that they're healthy. I have a responsibility of going to work. I mean, my gosh, if my dad or my grandfather ever called up, you know, and said, hey, I'm not coming into work today because I hurt my back, basically they're going to can your butt.
You betcha.
You know, I mean, they didn't tolerate that, you know. But nowadays, my gosh, the number of young people, we're talking people in their 20s that are sniveling, whining about back problems. Do you know the number one reason for people calling in work to not show up for work is
what is it?
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, my aching back. Oh, I pulled my back. That is the number one excuse. And I call it an excuse. It very well is happened, but it's an excuse. And the amount of money that medical bills are just for that. Now, I'm speaking here in the States, and I have no idea what it is like in Europe or, you know, any other nation, but here in the States, where we have the most advanced medical society, where we supposedly are the most advanced nation on many levels, we are more medicated than the entire world combined. We have more physical ailments due to a lack of exercise, more chronic disease due to a lack of a strong immunity. And it's a real shame.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, it keeps growing. Overall, cancer grows every year. Heart disease grows every year. Now, there are some cancers that, you know, caught early, like prostate cancer. Bam, caught early, guys are saved and no problem whatsoever. So there are some, you know, good aspects of it. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm totally bad-mouthing everything about modern medicine. It's just unfortunate that today's medicine, our system is built upon excuses.
Yeah. Steve, and not only that, everybody says, I don't feel this or I feel that. Well, here you go. Take a pill. And it's like when you adopt that mentality, it's going to be very hard to search for the things that really work with you. And you know something? Immunity, here it is. Grow yourself a garden, because not only are you going to get the food, you know what's been planted by you, or buy organic, but be careful of that, because that's not always what it said on the package. I've read a lot of things about that. But if you grow your own garden, the therapy alone to go out there, I love going out there with nothing on my feet, kneeling down. If I've got to do any weeding or cleaning or anything like that, it's therapeutic as hell. Go grab some weights. Learn, you know, you don't have to go and do the stuff Steven and I do, but go out and do something, even if you grab a sandbag and start walking with it. I'm telling you right now, that is very beneficial. Obviously, explore what Steven has on his docket there. As I said, you can go out and contact, and we give you every show he's on with. Put out him. He's a sponsor of the show. So between those three things, and the biggest thing is clean your mental attitude up. Clean it up. If you don't know, go look. I mean, you know, the thing that really baffles me, Stephen, about people now is I think so many of them, they listen to so many different things that tell them they can't do anything, that everything is hopeless, that, you know, you got to take the cards that life dealt you. Well, you know what I say to all that? It's all total bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mentioned this briefly to you, and I've never really gotten into details about it, but we'll definitely talk about some of my earlier years. And this isn't about ego on my part, but I like to tell people about, you know, what I went through. Because a lot of people think, you know, I've been training full bore for decades and whatnot. And, you know, you hit a good point where our professionals have told us, well, you can't do this, you can't do that,
exactly.
You can't change it. And to make it short, because I don't want to take away from our original discussion, but what ended my athletic career was a genetic flaw in my back. Mm-hmm. And it increased so bad that for about 12 years, from about 1981 into the early 90s, it was impossible for me to do any sort of exercise. I was told that by the time I was 50 with the problem I had, most likely I would be living my life in a wheelchair because I'm paralyzed from the waist down. It didn't suit me well. I lived in pain, but even my children had no idea what I was dealing with. There wasn't any reason for them to know because I was going to do what I had to do.
Yep.
That was my responsibility. And I'm not patting myself on the back saying, hey, look at me, I'm a macho man. No, I'm a human being. And this is what I've taken on for my life. I'm not a martyr by any means. But I lived in excruciating pain. There were days, literally days in a row, 3-4 days in a row where I could not even get up out of bed.
Yeah.
Because there was so much pain. And due to that, my bodily functions also shut down.
Of course.
And, of course, that starts the domino effect of other issues of my health. So I dealt with that, like I said, for over a decade. And I was determined that I was not going to live my life in a wheelchair because I want to play with my children. I want to do what I wanted to do with my children. I want to play with the grandchildren. And I think I might have mentioned this to you. You know, we this past November, we had our first great grandchild.
Yep. So that's awesome.
So we've got four generations. And, you know, and this is what I want to do. And this is how, because of that, it served as a catalyst. Because I know early on I would say, okay, why did this happen to me? You know, I was training for the Olympics back in the early 70s, the 72 Olympics, 76 Olympics. That was my whole life. Okay, why did this happen to me that I crashed and burned? And, yeah, so I barked at the moon for a while, but, you know, that didn't change anything.
No.
And I finally realized many years later that I went through that so I could help other people.
I agree. Hey, you're right on spot, man.
And that's
same thing.
Yeah. And that
go ahead.
And that's why I enjoy sharing my knowledge. That's why I have this passion to help people and why I don't get hung up on agendas. So this is how I developed a lot of my dietary guidelines. This is how I developed especially my training. And I was able to get back into training full bore. And I think I mentioned to you, you know, I trained as a competitive Olympic weightlifter. I trained as an Olympic power lifter. And I still do whatever I want to do. And I'm basically pain-free. Now, if you look at x-rays of my back, you're going to look, oh, my gosh, are you really doing what you're doing, what you claim on Facebook with a back that looks like this? Because, I mean, literally, there is so much damage from the genetic deterioration and the nerve damage that, I mean, literally looks like there's shrapnel in my lower back. But you know what? I had to change my mental outlook, and that's what I always encourage people to do.
Well, you know what? You know what the main thing is? You decide you weren't going to be ordinary; you're going to be extraordinary. And you know, we all don't understand at the time why things happen to us. I mean, same thing with me. Lose your job, you're like, what am I going to do now? And you can blame the economy, everything, but it was at that point there was something in my life that said, hey, you're better than that. You got to go and do what your calling is. And here we are today. I mean, who would ever think 3 years ago you and I'd be chatting here today? I mean,
exactly.
Like seeks like, you know. And if what does that mean? It means the like force of all of us gravitate to one another. That's what I believe you and I, even though I saw you out there before and I sent an invitation to you. Okay, well, why did I pick up on you? What was it about this guy that I liked about him that I felt that he would be an asset to me, and I hope I'm an asset to you? It's just funny how things wind up like that. And, you know, at the time, it had to be terrible. Hey, look, I know wheelchair. I know that well. I never been in one, thank God, but I had my brother, and I know that. I can't tell you what I would feel in my head, but I've seen enough of it. It is nothing you want to ever have to be in. It's the most awful thing you can ever imagine. And the good thing that came out of that is look what you're doing. You're 64 years old. You're carrying hay bales, for God's sake, and doing all the strenuous stuff that most guys half your age – They're sitting on a potty chair now, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That there's a lot to be said about that, and to use a situation like that and turn it into your life's quest, you know, your passion, your love, and to come out with things and products that you know enhanced you and enhance other people. You know, I mean, for all that time you couldn't do anything, and I can't even imagine what you were going through mentally. Look what happened to you, man. Look where you are today. And that's why I try to tell people, just because a few days are bad or a few months or whatever, that's not going to dictate the rest of your life if you don't let it. So, Steven, anything you got, lay it out there. If we missed anything, if we need to do more, you tell me. Otherwise, if you summarize everything, give out all your info, I'll give mine, and hang on the line if you would, please.
Certainly. The best thing to do for everyone is get on my Facebook page. I post generally 3, sometimes 4 times a day, about every 3 to 5 hours. And I supply just real easy, basic information, basic guidelines. And I will always do my best to answer everyone's question. Now, this time of year, you know, it's our peak season, so I don't always get back to everyone immediately. But follow me on my page. It's not just about lifting. It's not just about diet. It's everything. It's putting everything together in life and, you know, living life as a whole. So that Facebook page is Stephen.Santangelo.75, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N dot S-A-N-T-A-N-G-E-L-O dot 75. Email address primalcreations@aol.com, and you could Skype me. I always enjoy talking to people. I'm still of that old school that I like to see people. I like to have one-to-one contact, so you could Skype me if you would like, and that is Stephen.Santangelo52. Those are my 3 best ways of anyone could get a hold of me. And it's about, awesome. You know, it's about living a life of vitality. You know, it's about a life of being happy, bringing happiness to others and seeing happiness in others. Always take your passion and run with it. Everything my wife and I have ever done, it's always been passion driven. Money will naturally happen. And, you know, I don't make any excuse or try to hide the fact that, you know, my wife and I have done very well mm-hmm. over the decades.
You've worked very hard, though, too. Make sure you mention that.
Well, let's say I put in the time, because I always tell people I never worked a day in my life and I'm not about to.
Exactly.
You know, but I put in the time. And if you want something, you set a goal, you've got to do it yourself. Jack London, author Jack London, who's known for, you know, Call of the Wild, he said that you got to go after opportunity with a club.
Yep.
And that's it exactly. It's because at times it's going to fall in your lap, but if you don't have the assertion, the aggressiveness, and you're not proactive about it, well, it's going to fall in your lap. It's going to stay there until it dies. So, you know, you just got to grab the ball and run with it.
Yep.
But yes, and yes, indeed. My wife and I have put in the time, the hours, the days, the years, and we enjoy the lifestyle that we have chosen. It has never really been easy. However, when you have a goal and when you have that passion, when you are happy, when you have a partner that works with you and you support each other, it makes everything so much better. And
it's vitally important to your welfare. There's no doubt about it.
And, you know, and I definitely have slowed my life down. You know, a lot of people think, whoa, wait a second. You're telling me you're slowing your life down? Yeah, compared to what it was, you know, the previous 35, 40 years, yeah, I'm pretty much slowing down. And it's not that I'm giving up. It's not that I'm sacrificing. I can't stand it when someone says I sacrifice.
Yeah,
that's just saying, woe is me. Look what I've done. No, I have never sacrificed anything in my life. I have always prioritized what I wanted to do and what I have instilled in my children and now grandchildren. So it's everything in life. Look at life as a whole, because it's never going to be easy. But if you're happy doing what you're doing, everything will fall into place. You got to stick with it. And, you know, I recently turned 64, and I tell people, well, it's 64 down and 64 to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, someone not long ago asked me, well, do you think you're going to make it? And I said, well, if I don't, it's going to ruin my reputation. If I don't feel better.
Your legacy will have a tarnish on it, man.
That's right.
You know what? The thing is that is the greatest thing is this. You're looking way out, you know, out onto the horizon, and you've already got plans. Most people have cashed in by the time they're 35 years old, man. And you don't know what you're missing. And it's we're going to even, I think, have to do a show not only on rest. We're going to have to do one on entrepreneurship, the mindset, because there's plenty of information. More so with you, but between the both of us, we could probably at least light probably a lamp with it. I could put it that way, or some type of fixture in your house. I mean, these things that we talk about, especially like, you know, when you're talking about the passion you have for your business and all the things you and your wife have done, and you've made a great life for the both of you and your children. I don't think people really get it. And, there's nothing, you know, if you're going to go into this stuff, you're going to have to live very disciplined, very tight, and you're going to have a lot of times when you're going to second guess or maybe want to throw in the towel. But what I found when I've reached points of that, it's the dedication, the love I have for this that stops it all. It finally takes it and just drops it, and I get back up and go. And if you learn how to deal and learn how to adopt these principles and standards, you're going to be a winner at whatever you do. It's just too many people are told they can't win. They don't know how to win. And I was telling Jed Johnson before that I no longer hang around with those people anymore. Nothing against them. I like them, but they don't fit my suit. You know, they're not the big grass-fed steak I want to plow down, you know, with a gallon of raw milk and then go train. All right, that's not there for me anymore. You know, when we talk about immune system and thoughts and ideas and training and all these great things, planting a garden, coming up with our own type of supplement to get, you know, a whole food where, you know, I had some problems, but I adopted this way of life and look at me now and I want to help others. That's what it's all about. If you can grow into those things, and it's a big growth. I mean, it's like anything. It's going to take dedication, perseverance, lots of love, man. You're going to really have to love what you do, because if you don't, I'm telling you right now, you'll quit as quick as I end this sentence. But man, oh man, once you get into this and you love it and it fulfills your life, I'm telling you, I've never met anything better. The only thing better is a fine woman and a big workout. And I'd throw maybe a T-bone in there, too. You know, that's about it, man. So, Steven, you got anything else, sir?
No, I don't, Eric. That's it.
Okay. Well, let me just give my stuff and hang on the line. And as always, it's always a pleasure. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. See, here's what we're talking about. Brain to brawn. Brain to brawn. Use your head. You're going to get places. You can go out to, obviously, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everybody has, and I thank you for that. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Steven and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. That will come right to me, and obviously I can forward that to this gentleman, and we can do something for you, I'm sure. Also, too, I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to help them out. That's all we were talking about today. I mean, everything here. I mean, obviously, you got a good description of the immune system, how it works, obviously what you need to preserve it, make it better, and live a long, long life. We say Steven wants a double 64. I just picked 100, random number, 1 and 2 zeros. If I lived 150, that's fine with me. I guess the quality of your life is just how you see it, how you want to live it. But I want to squat 250 on my 100th birthday. So that's my goal. Doc, you know, obviously, too, I didn't read the end things, but I'll read this before we go any further. Don't forget, too, Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Also, too, Steven's Athlete's Choice, unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. You can contact Steven at primalcreations@aol.com, Facebook, STEPHEN.SANTANGELO.75. Don't forget, Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, free ebook, just like we talked about, man. Have passion for everything you do. Commit, take action. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are the 2 biggest products to date. Go out and check them out. Like I said, everything we do here, nobody writes our content, and I back everything on there. I've done everything. If you need help, Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. And also, I already said, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them encouragement, words, anything. Help them out. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to go out and lift today, tonight, tomorrow, whatever you're going to do, bend it, break it, press it, push it, squat it, pull it. If you're going to grab some stones, turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoos of Steel Crusher stone says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut our own path. We don't follow anyone. And on everything I write, I put dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. When you dominate it, that is the way to succeed. When you obliterate it, that means your goal's been obliterated. Now you can go to the next one. And the dent, that might be the most important of the 3. We all have bad days in the gym and in life, but put a big dent in everything you do, because let it know you're coming back again to finish it off. Very important. Very, very important. And as I always say, no one's going to clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who was on here this past Saturday, He says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. That was one of the nicest compliments I ever got, and we will say that, Russell, for the next 30 years. Well, Steven Santangelo, as usually, it's been an honor, a pleasure, and obviously the information you deliver is second to none. So thank you for being on the show, sir.
You're very welcome, and always a pleasure, Eric. Thanks.
Same here, Steven. I enjoy it. I'm very lucky. Well, I'm very lucky with everybody here. I couldn't have a better set of family members here, and that's what I call everybody here, including our listeners. We got something real special here, and it's only going to get bigger and better. So before we sign off, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And most of all, tell 100 of your friends, because if you don't, we're coming for you anyways. So for Steven Santangelo, this is Eric Fiorello. Steven will be on with us next month, but in the meantime, there's going to be many more coming. Tomorrow is Friday, and we got Dr. Wong on, so that ought to be one hell of a roller coaster thrill ride with him. Have a great week, everybody, and you know, do something important. And thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.